asking permission from the supervisor of Naftali. Asking from the king of the world. He's going to strengthen us and bring us closer to him. That we're going to know how to get closer to him. Praising his name forever. Our holy Rebbe is saying that Purim, it's the beginning of all beginnings. He's the way to prepare ourselves to Pesach, to receive all of the Torah and all of our life. Because the war of Haman, Amalek, is a war spiritual war. All of the nations heard and they went angry. All of the leaders of Edom and Moab, they were shaking, they were afraid. All of the people that lived in Canaan were disappearing from fear, vanished. All of the world heard the actions of Hashem. Hashem Yitbarach revealed himself in his greatness, with all of his power, all of his beauty. Means what it means in his greatness, in the greatness according to abilities of human being, not in his real greatness. People could see that Hashem is God. All of the nations admit that Hashem is God. He is Elohim. Everyone were afraid from Hashem Yitbarach, received such fear. They were shaking from Hashem. Everyone were afraid. Came Amalek, said there is no one to be afraid of. It's all a coincidence. Something happened, by the way. To make Red Sea been opened, it was an accident. It happened. He's saying, don't. You want explanations? Amalek is saying. He's saying, be simple. Don't be wise guy. You don't need explanations. Not everything needs explanations. What? You can understand everything? There is. And things happen in the world. Be simple. Hold your simplicity. What now you become to be a wise guy? Amalek is saying. Hold your simplicity. It can be. Things happen. Look, I'm going and fighting with Am Yisrael. You're going to see it. If so, we can learn out that all of that Amalek, it means lack of faith. To weak the faith from all of the world. The people will not going to believe in Hashem. Everyone received fear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Could bring the salvation very easily. That everyone will want to run, to chase after Am Yisrael, to learn from them. Everyone wants to be Jews. Teach us what to do. Teach us the faith. Everyone, all of the nations. But Amalek, he chilled all of it. This is why the war with him is a spiritual war. The hands of Moshe were full with faith. Moshe was climbing on that hill and he was praying Really, it's written that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Yoshua tomorrow. Why Moshe is saying to him, tomorrow we're going to fight Amalek? Why not today? I saw an answer on that. By a book that calls The Light is Sweet, he's saying, if you preach to the war of Amalek, need to send only righteous people, only people that have faith. So how are you going to know who are the righteous people from Am Israel? In the morning, go, walk in the camp of Am Israel. You're going to see the ones that the man is coming in the entrance to their house, they are the righteous people. Tomorrow you're going to see that you can know who are the righteous people. The war of Amalek, it's not a physical war. You have to hold faith. So only Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was full with faith, his hands were full with faith. What it means? He wasn't believing in his own powers at all. He knew that he's zero, that he's nothing. The Torah is testifying on him that he was humble. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was all faith. Only someone that is all faith, he can conquer the Amalek. Amalek, number value of the word Amalek is doubt. If someone have a doubt in his faith, this is it. Amalek and conquered him. Only when he's full with faith, Israel can conquer. The war, that war, it looks Amalek was overpowering, Israel were overpowering. It looks like it's a result of the spirituality of faith. If the faith was complete, Am Israel are winning. If the faith is a little bit weak, Amalek is conquered. And it what it depends? In the righteous man. He is all faith. Because all of Am Israel, there are sparks of Moshe Rabbeinu. There is no Jew. Rabbeinu is writing, even every organ and organ of a Jew, it's got a spark from Moshe Rabbeinu. All of Am Israel. He is pulling Am Israel. He, Moshe Rabbeinu. He is pulling Am Israel. If he's all faith, he lifts his hands, Am Israel are winning. So then everyone, their roots from inside, they're all pulled after their roots. This is why it took the righteous people, that their good is, most of them is good. So immediately they can feel the light of Moshe easily. The rest of Am Israel, that their bad side is most of them, so it's going to be hard for them to feel that Moshe is pulling them. When Moshe lifts his hands, Am Israel conquered. Because they lift their eyes and their hearts to Hashem Yitbarach. This is why the war is the war for Hashem Yitbarach in Amalek from every generation and generation. Because only until that the wisdom is going to come to Am Israel, this is why the solution of all of Am Israel for all of this world, only to distribute the wisdom. Because like that it was in the first generation of wisdom, that generation can be like that also, that the wisdom going to fill the land. To receive the wisdom, that everyone going to have that knowledge to know Hashem. It's not that we need to think on solutions, on a physical war, what to do. It's only to distribute the wisdom. This is the solution. This is the salvation. This is to distribute the wisdom. What else can we do? Who that got that merit? That those are things, are hidden things. There's a lot of Jews that they receive a book, a CD, they receive wisdom, and they immediately want to talk to Hashem, to know Hashem, to believe in Hashem. And there are people like those that as much as you're going to talk to them, nothing helps. The wisdom is not penetrating. What can you do? A man that is not receiving wisdom, there is nothing to do with him. You're wasting your time and your powers and your money, and you're not going to help him finally. You will not going to be able to help him. Because there is only one advice, one and only. Only one thing there is. That a man going to have wisdom. Da'at. If a man doesn't have da'at, what can you do with him? Nothing. So this is why, like that we said, it's written that in the days of Ahasuerus, Vahi, it means that there was a sorrow. What's the sorrow that was? That Koresh, the king of Paras, he made a vow. He took a vow in his war with Belshazzar. He made a neder that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gonna let him conquer Belshazzar, he gonna let HaKadosh Baruch Hu to build Beit HaMikdash. And really Hashem listened to his prayer, and he became to be the king. And really he told the Jews, go make Aliyah to Eretz Israel and start build. So then Ezra, Sofer took few Jews with him and they started to build. There was a huge happiness. Am Israel saw the salvation. We're here, we're coming back to Zion. And then there was no one that's going to continue the kingship of Ahasuerus. So they looked for the one that's going to be rich. And Ahasuerus was very, very rich. So he received the kingship. He took Vashti, that she was the daughter of Belshazzar, from the seed of the kingship. Vashti told him, you let them to build Beit HaMikdash in Jerusalem? What that my father destroyed, you let them build it again? And it ruined Beit HaMikdash. It stopped. This is the work over there. This was the sorrow that was, that suddenly the work stopped. No redemption, no salvation. The days of Ahasuerus, the Midrash Rabbah, Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, saying Ahasuerus that he made the faces of Am Israel to be dark. Hashem, help me to see what it means that he made their face dark. Face is always mercy. This is what it means that Hashem is hiding his face. It means to make the face look dark. In the days of Ahasuerus, that he gave power to evil Haman, Haman HaRasha. So Am Israel saw that Hashem is hiding his face. They couldn't see the face of Hashem. They couldn't see the mercy of Hashem. We can see that an evil person is succeeding. This is, Hashem is hiding his face so much. They're conquered and Am Yisrael are suffering. Looks like that. Chas v'shalom. It's the peak of how that Hashem can hide his face. David HaMelech is saying, face of Hashem to the people that are doing bad, that by the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach, by that Hashem is killing, destroying all of the evil people. And to reveal His mercy, it's our job. That all of us, we are revealing the mercy of Hashem. That we're strengthening with faith. strengthen ourselves with faith that there is no bad in the world, that everything is good, that it's all mercy. By that, the mercy of Hashem being revealed. And then Hashem Yitbarach is destroying the evil people. All of the effort and how to achieve that, to reveal that it's all mercy, it's only by that the man gonna have the merit to do every day 1 hour of a trial of tshuva. If Am Yisrael are not doing tshuva, they cannot see that it's all mercy. This is why, like we said, it's all a spiritual woe. This is why, as much as we're going to distribute the wisdom that everyone going to learn to do tshuva every day going to do tshuva, there is no other way to achieve that knowledge that it's all mercy. There is no. Our Rebbe Rabbi Nachman Breslov is saying that in a very clear way. You cannot understand it another way. That there is only one and only way to achieve that it's all mercy. By that the man gonna do every day a trial to himself. What have I done from yesterday until today? Every day and day. Doing trial, judging ourselves, what have I done? When a man knows that everything that happens in his life are all good, that aspect is, you can achieve that, and you cannot achieve that to bring the kingship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's word by word like that Rabbeinu said, and we accepted, we learned it from our rabbis, that every word that is written in Likutei Moharan, we should be medakdek in it like in the Chumash, and especially in the places that Rabbi Natan is writing, Leshon Rabbeinu, words of Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha, for sure it's 100%, word by word. And Rabbeinu wrote, "I efshar, you cannot bring the kingship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by nothing else except of by confessions. That a man is confessing every day in front of Hashem, what have I done from yesterday until today? Only that, this is the only way to bring back the crownship to the king. Only by that. And other way, there is no." And when you know that, you have a complete knowledge. This is that wisdom that we're talking, that we're hoping that a sheep gonna live with a wolf, that everyone can live with the others, and everyone gonna have the wisdom, that everyone that have wisdom, they love all of Am Yisrael. He's got wisdom, he loves everyone. He cannot live with a Jew in the same place. So you want that a sheep gonna live with a wolf? If you cannot live with your neighbor, you cannot live with a Jew, because you don't have wisdom. You cannot live because you don't have wisdom. You don't have da'at. And all of that da'at starts in the Hidbodedut, in daily Hidbodedut, that a man is doing every day a trial to himself. What have I done from yesterday until today? Like that we learned that Hashem revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, he revealed to us 13 attributes of mercy. Hashem, Hashem. First name of Hashem is mercy of the man before that he sinned. And the other Hashem is the mercy that Hashem's got for a man after that he sinned. Before that a man sinned, everyone are asking, what do you need mercy? Baruch Hashem, you haven't sinned, why you need mercy? So a man should have so much mercy from heaven every moment and moment. First of all, he needs mercy, not to sin, because without the help of Hashem, he cannot conquer the Yetzer Hara. He needs mercy that he's going to fulfill his obligations, keep all of the mitzvot with will, with desire, with love, with one intention, only to know him, only to recognize him, only for his name, Yitbarach, to be excited. And if he's got that he's serving Hashem Yitbarach with passion, then he needs mercy not to be arrogant. needs mercy, that he will not going to be arrogant, look at me, which tzaddik I am, that he's going to see that it's all mercy of Hashem. All of that, it's kindness of Hashem, it's all by the power of Hashem. So for that you need a lot of mercy before a man is sinning. And even more so after a man is sinning, that he will not going to fall to sadness, to depression, to that he's going to strengthen himself, going to believe in his own will, going to do tshuva. From that I learned how a man should do his itbodedut. A man should every day should tell Borei Olam what he done from yesterday until today. For an example, should tell Borei Olam that he prayed Shacharit. So he's thanking Hashem, I prayed Shacharit. No matter how it was that Shacharit, you need to thank Hashem on that Shacharit. After that, you need to judge yourself. If you prayed Shacharit, like that it's written in Shulchan Aruch, we know it's written, Rabbeinu said, you can take my book, learn it straight, backward, from above, from beyond, from under it, from low. Do whatever you want with it. Just don't move one paragraph from the Shulchan Aruch. If you prayed in time, with public, all of the tefillah, like in order, where he started, in Yotzer, in Shmona Esre, I don't know where you started. If he jumped few mizmorim, need to confess. If you're not confessing, what we talked before, you need to confess. You break one paragraph of Shulchan Aruch. You break another paragraph, another halakha, need to confess on that in front of the Creator and ask for forgiveness, regret, and pray. If a man would have prayed 1 minute every day on Shacharit, one day, every minute, every day, 1 minute, Hashem is going to give us the merit. Please give me the merit to wake up early, to sing like I should all of the songs, not to jump, not to skip, no part of the tefillah, to pray with intention, and so, 1 minute. In Rosh Hashanah, he's coming with 6 hours of prayers on Tfilat Shacharit. Then the sixes are starting to come. 1 minute, it's 6 hours a year. The Chatam Sofer, I think, he's writing that when a man is praying even a little bit, but daily, on one thing, it counts that he's lengthening his tefillot also. Like that Rabbi Hanina said, everyone that lengthens his tefillot will not going to be answered. And also it counts 6 hours also. 1 minute every day. 1 minute. So if a man would do that on everything, I learned Torah, thank you Hashem that I learned Torah, thank you, I'm thanking you, I came in time to yeshiva, I didn't came, I was late today. No connection to the supervisor and to how they're signing you or what. Why you haven't came early? How the day went with you in the yeshiva, how you learned, you need to confess on what you need to confess, and to pray. Pray 1 minute, on Limud Torah, 1 minute. So another 6 hours are coming in Rosh Hashanah, that on the Limud Torah. And this is how a man, that he, on the children also, really people should a lot of prayers to have. So I thought myself, with help of heaven, what can you give your child? What parents can give their children? Let's think, what parents can give? The richest parents, the most successful parents. They're going to give him all of the conditions, all of spoil him, everything. Going to give him the big teachers, best teachers, whatever. The main thing they will not going to give him. How they going to give him a will? How they going to give him love? How they going to give him faith? How they going to let him be afraid from Hashem? How they going to give him wisdom, knowledge to know Hashem? How they going to give it to him? If you can buy it in a supermarket, so it's great. Everyone would put an effort to go achieve the money and to buy it and to give it. How are you going to give him the main thing? On the Siyata Dishmaya, and especially the will and the love to Hashem. This is why there is no difference between a rich person to a poor person, and that everyone are equal, because you can achieve it only with prayers. Only the Creator, that He owns the will, He owns everything. He is the only one that can give the children help from heaven, the main thing. And you should know that even the hugest people from Am Yisrael, as much as we're going to be able to read for you today, they're saying that all of the effort and it being a good example to the children and to educate them with love, all very important. But really, to bring the boy to be great, to be huge, for that you need only help from heaven. Alright, if you're a good example for your children, so you haven't ruined your boy, you give him love, alright, so you haven't ruined your child. But still, how he gonna grow? How he gonna be one of Gdolei Yisrael? That you can achieve only in prayers. All of the righteous people are saying that. Only in prayers. This is why, like we said, Rav Chizkiyahu Mishkolsky, so he is saying that he asked one of the great Gdolei Israel, he asked him, how can it be? Sometimes there are children that in the beginning, while they're young, you see them, they're blooming, they're succeeding, and there are children that every day that is passing with peace, it's a miracle. You should say Birkat Ahoda'a, thanks, in 10 people to thank Hashem. And suddenly, in a certain time in their childhood, the successful child is going back, and that weak boy, suddenly he receives power, he becomes to be one of the most successful people. What's the answer for that? How can it be? So it's a simple answer that he wrote. On we, the house is praying. On the successful children? No. On the one that achieved it? No. On the poor ones? On those ones that are not succeeding, on them you're praying and praying. And one moment, the one that you haven't prayed on him at all. What we said before, that all of the success is help from heaven. So the one that succeeds, it's his nature, that good boy. He's got good nature. He born with it. So it's his nature to grow, to learn, to succeed. But a will and love to Hashem, and will and wisdom, it's not in no one's nature. It's not in the nature of no one. Faith in Hashem, it's not a natural thing. It's only an effort. Attributes, it's an effort. All of the attributes, it's an effort. A boy can work. No, a boy should receive it with prayers from heaven. And a kid can work on his attributes. Only can receive it with prayers. So that the one that wasn't succeeding, they were praying on him. And in a certain time, the prayer has been accepted. And he received the main thing, the will, the desire, the faith. she received from Hashem the attributes with the prayers. Please Hashem, give him a will, give him love to the Torah, let him hope for life, that he's going to succeed. Give him the will that he will want to grow, that he wants to, going to want to succeed, that he's going to want to get closer to you, to achieve the purpose in this world. Give him the will that he's going to have that will that's going to wake up. Wake him up, give him, please, please. So in a certain time, those prayers have been accepted and that boy is receiving. The other boy, he had a success from the side of his natural body. He had a good nature. But the main thing, he haven't received. He will not going to work on it by himself. A small boy, he doesn't have wisdom. It's not huge people. Little children, they don't have wisdom. So what happens with him? He's not receiving the main thing. So in a certain time, this is it. Even if you're going to succeed in school, so what? He's going to succeed in school, so he's going to survive another few years. He will not going to be huge. Alright, so you're going to have good grades. So what? But in prayers, nothing. I don't even know what it means, nada. Just I understand that nada means nothing. So I'm saying attributes. I don't know in which language you should say attributes. Son, the boy, so he's succeeding in school. Even he likes to learn a little bit. Right? He's succeeding, so he enjoys from it. So, but it's not love that's going to bring him to be a one that looks, that's sick after Hashem Yitbarach. It's not that love that gives that power, the success, and that gives the success in this world. It's not that love. It's that love. When he's succeeding, it's good for him. So it's continuing. And so this is why we need to pray. And a prayer, strong prayer. The Gaon, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, is writing, there is no advice for that except of a lot of prayers. That the man should dedicate time to pray on their success. And this is the only way that they're going to succeed. And we mentioned him, his father, the Stipeler, when he was almost on his deathbed, when he was very old, he heard him that he said that he was praying every day on Chaimke, on his Chaimke, that's going to be a Talmid Chacham. That already then, Rabbi Chaim was already from one of the biggest Chachamim of Am Yisrael. And still he was praying on him, that Chaim Ke Shelo, his Chaim Ke, gonna be Talmid Chacham. The Admor Mibiala, like that I told you by heart. Hashem gave me that wisdom to explain it to you a little bit more. Good examples, whatever, all of those good things, love, what that I wrote, things that I add. Why it's not the main thing? You haven't ruined, you haven't. But how are you going to receive that help from heaven? That he's going to want and going to want and going to want. Really, it's written here. That Rav Eitan Sofiov, our good student, that's going to live a long life. He took that from a few books on that issue. Every one of us, it's very good to write them down for yourselves, to add it to your prayers. To write it down for yourselves. Those are advice, easy advice that a man can pray every day on his children. Anyway, you need to understand the importance of prayers on your children. A little bit we talked about it. That all of the success of the child. And then, when you're going to understand the importance of it, you're going to have the will to put time. It's told on Rav Shmuel Tzvi Zatzal.
Okay.
2 weeks before that, he passed away from this world, one of his followers, one of his people that were close to him, had a baby boy, born a boy. So he couldn't go because he was weak. So he called that father to tell him, Mazal Tov. When he talked to that father, he told him that. I don't know if you have time to dedicate time to your children. But one thing you can do. And it will not going to take from you time. And I promise you for sure that you're going to see wonderful help from heaven with your children. If every time that you're going to say the blessing, the blessing of the Torah in the morning, when we're saying V'niyeh Anachnu V'Tzetzaenu, that we and our children are going to be, think in your thoughts the names of your children, name of the son and his mother, Nachman ben Sarah, Nathan ben Sarah. Think the name of your children. I'm telling you that it's a huge blessing and special for the success of the children. If a man is writing for himself the names of his children close to that blessing in the Siddur, it takes a few moments to see them with your eyes, to think about them. Because you know, you can say V'arevna a few times. He didn't wrote that. He said you just need to think. But if a man just gonna say those words again and again, V'arevna, 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 when we're saying V'arevna, need to have that intention that the Torah is gonna be sweet for them, pleasant on your children, that they're gonna see the sweetness of the Torah Kedosha. So this is Ha'arevna Hashem Elokeinu, that we and our children, that we're going to be us and our children, and then to say it and to think on one name, and then to think on his second son. He thinks about one son, and then he's saying it again. Until he's finishing the bracha, he's saying Baruch Ata Hashem. You can say it a few times, all of the middle part. You can say it again and again. Most of the poskim are saying that blessing is an individual bracha, so it's very easy. Why it's very easy? Because you're saying that bracha again and again. You're saying the first part of that bracha again and again. So it means that it's not a part that starts with Baruch. It's not the middle part that maybe there are poskim that are saying not to say a middle part also a few times. Even by those poskim, most of the poskim are saying that V'arevna, it's a special, private, individual bracha, divided from the one that before. This is why the first part of it, that it's without Baruch, you can say it a few times with no problem. And if you're dedicating 1 minute on your children, you have those, like that 6 hours that we talked before. Say V'arevna, Hashem Elokeinu, V'anachnu, V'tzetzaenu, think one boys and girls, think on all of your children. Write the names of your children in your siddur that you don't need to think, you don't need to remember. Even just think them, their names. Like we said, think on every child. You need to have the right intention, especially when we're saying Kulanu Yod Eshemecha, that we all gonna know your name. Like I wrote in the book Garden of Faith, that we all gonna know your name. That this is all of our effort, the effort of faith, that we're gonna know your name. We know that you're mercy, that you're kind, that you're a hero, and you give the wisdom to the man. We know your name, that you love Am Israel. We know Hashem. We know your name. We know your. We know you. It means that this is the purpose. Also, Lomde Torat Chalishma, that people are going to learn for Hashem, Lishma, for your name. And a man in that bracha, he's going to invest some time. And you have an advice. Here you have an advice. Anyway, you're doing it every day, you're blessing that bracha. So dedicate more, a little bit of intention in all of the bracha. Hashem chose us, thank Hashem that He chosen us. In all of the brachot. And also that request, Harevna, it's a request. I'm usually saying, Elokeinu Melech. I'm usually saying, Shatzivano. I heard it from Rabbi Shimon Shapira to say, there is a siddur that is saying, Lasok bedivre Torah and al divre Torah. Lasok bedivre Torah, al divre Torah. So, like we said, and another important thing that people can have that intention, the Chatam Sofer is writing, we're saying twice, both of them went together to have that intention that they're going to walk together, that your children will not going to go chas shalom to bad behavior, to write those things in your siddur. To have that right intention. So I wrote it for my in my siddur to have that intention. That your children will not gonna go to bad behavior. They're gonna have Torah in your atzamai. And also what that we're saying on the tefillah, mechavera, guard them from a bad friend, that Hashem gonna save him and his wife and his children from bad friends. Not only on yourself, also on your children, to have that intention. One of the biggest dangers that there are in the world for children, it's bad friends. Even if you cannot pray and add few words for your own, just to have that intention. It's a request. You can add more words. You can say, my wife, my boys, my girls. We push away from them, bad children. And also when we're saying, Ahavat Olam Ahavtanu Hashem, you love us, eternal love, it's also a time to pray on the children and on the Torah. That he and his children always, all of Am Israel, gonna have that merit. He and his children and all of Am Israel, have mercy on us, put it in our hearts. Say, if a man is gonna put a little bit of time in those blessings, that he's anyhow he's saying them daily. Every day you have prayers on your children. Also in Chonen LaAdam Da'at, that Hashem gives wisdom to the man. Need to ask wisdom from Hashem that He's going to give him and his seed a pure heart to understand the Torah, a Torah of truth. So also in Chonen LaAdam Da'at, and also in comes to Tzion, the Savior. to write for yourself intentions in the Siddur, things that it's important for you to write them for you every day, to have them in mind. Put signs for you, write for yourself. Strengthen yourself to have those intentions, to pray on the way, by the way that you're praying. How many prayers do you need to have on your children? Anyhow you're praying. So take advantage of that time. Instead of making another special Iddudut for that every day, you have prayers that are written, that you're saying them daily. Put more effort in those a little bit. Another wonderful thing that I saw, Rabbi Issachar Dov Mibelz, in Modim Anachnu Lach, he saying to have that intention of to every generation, it's a prayer on boys, on kosher boys and good boys. And especially people of Knesset HaGdola wrote that in a hint for every generation. What it means, Ledor Bador, to the generations, for your seed, for your children. And he said that Chachamenu wrote that with intention, with a reason. They wanted us to pray on our children. Because it's an important prayer, very much, for every father. And it's very important. And because that prayer is so important, Rabotenu Zal hidden that filah in those words, that a man should pray that he's going to have straight seed. And I add those words. Volchim im todah ve'odah. Rav is saying volchim im todah ve'odah, walking with thanks and praises to Hashem. Rav is saying that in every Shmona Esrei. והולכים עם תודה והודעה, and walking with thanks and praises. He said that he said also that someone that wants to have righteous children, he cannot drop the Shmona Esrei before he took out tears that he was crying on his children in that Shmona Esrei. Righteous people were crying every day to have righteous kids. Also, when it's written, Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu Lishvado, that the Creator created us for Him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to open His heart and the heart of His children to give His fear to us, to believe in Him. And in the words that we're not going to have an effort that's going to go to an empty place, that our effort will not going to be for free, to have that intention that the children are going to be with good attributes, learn Torah, that his investment on them will not going to be for nothing, for free. Writing it in the Siddurs, Arizal wrote, there is a prayer that Arizal is saying, he wrote it. We're saying that Hashiveinu Avinu LeTorateha, there is a prayer that if people are saying it 30 days one after the other, even if a man have a child that Chas V'Shalom went out from the way, that he's going to come back do tshuva, that Yehi Ratzon. In the Sfaradim Sidur, in the Dot HaMizrach Sidurim, it's written. In the Sidur that calls Kavanat Alev, it's written that tefillah. To say it in the three tefillot every day for 30 days in a row. And it's a promise that that child is going to come back to the way. When we're saying, we're going to have the marriage to see boys and boys to their boys. And also in the end of Shmona Esrei, the Gaon Rabbi Shmuel Tfilinsky Zatzal, he is writing that we're used to pray before we're saying Aseh Leman Shemecha, to ask all of his needs. And also when the mother is lighting her candles, and also prayers in graves of righteous people, when people are going to ask that by the merit of those righteous people, and also in Birkat HaMazon to add HaRachmanu Yishmor, he's going to watch over our children, our boys, our daughters, to write it. We're going to put it in the Siddur of the Yeshiva. Advice that we wrote And the main thing that the man is going to know, he's going to have it in front of his eyes. And also indeed what to do. That the man going to ask 1 minute on his children. Hashem going to give us the merit that next week, hopefully Hashem going to give us long life. I have more, few things more to tell you, but please, Rabbi Shalom, have mercy on that Jew. Amen. Started to prepare ourselves to Purim from last Shabbos, that it was Purim Katan. We have that merit that we started. We need to prepare ourselves not 1 week before. Not 1 week before of Purim. I haven't completed to say what that I wanted to say on the Megillah. With help of heaven, we're going to have the merit.